Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
January 30th, 7 o'clock America, New York, move over, meme stocks, retail investors go back to blue chips. Individual investors have returned to favoring broad market funds and shares of the biggest U.S. companies. January 30th, 7 o'clock America, New York, Fed Chair Powell unfazed by recent stock market rout, aggressive policy tightening priced in. Fed Chair Powell unfazed by recent stock market rout, aggressive policy tightening priced in. January 30th, 7 o'clock America, New York, Euro weekly fundamental forecast, EUR/USD slide to continue. The euro has taken a beating this week after markets received confirmation of the new hawkish Fed. High impact data next week, GDP, inflation and the ECB rate decision. January 30th, 7 o'clock America, New York, the week in business, higher interest rates are coming. Inflation is high, the markets are volatile, economic growth in the world's two biggest economies is expected to slow. And the Winter Olympics begin. January 30th, 6 o'clock America, New York, the EU should rewrite its fiscal rules. They reflect outdated economic thinking and, if reimposed, would threaten the recovery. January 30th, 5:38 America, New York, National Insurance, rise will squeeze budgets, CBI. Businesses say they don't support increasing national insurance as they recover from COVID's impact. January 30th, 5:33 America, New York, drug makers raised prices by 6.6% on average early this year. Drug companies' prescription drug price increases were mostly in the single digits as Congress explores measures to curb high costs. January 30th, 5:30 America, New York, Kathy Wood's ARK faces loyalty test after tech stock rout. One of the hottest funds of the stimulus era confronts a market that doesn't appear to be moving in its direction. January 30th, 5 o'clock America, New York, inflation and deficits don't dim the appeal of U.S. bonds. Treasury rates remain strikingly low, partly because of the safety government debt offers corporations and retirees. Whether that endures is crucial to federal spending. January 30th, 5 o'clock America, New York, headline inflation may not tell the full story. New data will shed light on price pressures for different UK income groups. January 30th, 4 o'clock America, New York, will an ugly jobs report deter the Fed from aggressive rate rises? Market questions as the FT's guide to the week ahead. January 30th, 009 America, New York, Russia's stealth subs, one can take out most of all the targets in minutes. The post Russia's stealth subs, one can take out most of all the targets in minutes first appeared on Armstrong Economics. January 30th, 003 America, New York, the unvaccinated in Quebec must be accompanied by staff while shopping. In another degrading blow to humanity, the government of Quebec is prohibiting unvaccinated shoppers from entering big box stores that do not include groceries or pharmacies. January 30th, 001 America, New York, the needle and the damage done, Neil Young v. Spotify and Joe Rogan. Singer Neil Young was so disgruntled by Joe Rogan's podcast that he gave Spotify an ultimatum. I am doing this because Spotify is spreading fake information about vaccines, potentially causing death to those who believe the disinformation being spread by them, Young wrote. January 30th, 00 America, New York, does the EBRD still finance freedom? Despite a strict pro-democracy mandate, a significant portion of its annual 10 billion euros lending goes to countries with authoritarian leaders. January 30th, 00 America, New York, Slovenia banks warn of risks from bill to change terms of past loans. Retroactive plan would address losses from borrowing in foreign currencies. January 30th, 00 America, New York, will Russia be cut off from SWIFT if Moscow invades Ukraine? Countries' banks could be barred from global payment system, but some say this is not the best way to put pressure on Putin. January 29th, 1924 America, New York, energy crisis, how countries are dealing with rising prices. From cash handouts to price caps, other countries are using a variety of measures to combat soaring gas prices. January 29, 1919 America, New York, cost of living, Will parents spend less on kids' toys? Families will cut spending on many things before toys, but soaring bills may put this to the test. January 29, 1900 America, New York, gold price snaps January opening range amid detailed Fed exit strategy. Fresh data prints coming out of the U.S. may keep the price of gold under pressure as the NFP report is anticipated to show a further improvement in the labor market. January 29, 1757 America, New York, Henderson and Hooper on choice versus coercion. As promised last month, I'm posting Charlie Hooper's and my latest op, ed in the Wall Street Journal. This is number 61 for my lifetime WSJ op, EDS and book reviews. January 29, 1718 America, New York, National Insurance, Boris Johnson and Rishi Sunak confirm rise from April. An employee on £20,000 a year will pay an extra £89 in tax, while someone on £50,000 will pay £464. January 29, 1600 America, New York, Fed could use half-point rate rises if needed, says official. Rafael Bostic insists all options on the table at central bank's remaining 7 meetings this year. January 29, 1456 America, New York, as storms intensify, the job of TV weather person gets more serious. Once considered comic relief to anchors, television meteorologists are making it clear to viewers that they are covering a crisis in real time. Ginger Z, ABC News's chief meteorologist, in the Good Morning America studio in October. January 29, 1359 America, New York, Saturday assorted links. 1. Something about Youngkin, charters, and education reform. I don't understand it all, but it seems something is going on here and it does not seem the Democrats are resisting. January 29, 1327 America, New York, the old inflation playbook still applies. The featuring recently ran an article by Philip Hildebrand entitled, The Old Inflation Playbook No Longer Applies, which warned against the Fed adopting an excessively hawkish policy. January 29, 1327 America, New York, as storms intensify, the job of TV weather person gets more serious. Once considered comic relief to anchors, television meteorologists are making it clear to viewers that they are covering a crisis in real time. Ginger Z, ABC News's chief meteorologist, in the Good Morning America studio in October.